be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Veronica, not Veronica who presented the veil to Jesus, but Veronica Giuliani, say a 16th or 17th century Franciscan mystic. And she was born into a wealthy family. Her mother died when she was 4 years old. And she had five children. And before she died, she assigned each of her children to one of the wounds of our Lord. And she assigned Veronica to the wound in our Lord's Sacred Heart. She was the youngest. And she could have a little temper every now and then. She would stomp her feet. But after her mother assigned her to the wound in the Sacred Heart and passed away, she changed. And she wanted to devote herself to Christ. But her father wanted her to marry and presented different suitors before her. And her father wasn't too happy that she wanted to enter the convent. And he insisted that she marry. But she got so sick at his insistence that he realized that it was God's will for her to become a nun. So she joined the Capuchin Poor Clares. And through her prayers and asceticism and longing to suffer in union with Christ, Christ allowed her to share in his sufferings through his stigmata. And of course, through all this mystical phenomena, the bishop was prudent in wanting to know whether this was from God or from Satan. And he ordered her superiors to put her to a test her humility. So she was assigned a sister to take care of her, but the sister was put under obedience to treat her like she was an imposter. And she suffered all of this very patiently and accepted it from the hands of God. Just as we heard in this morning's first reading, that St. Paul says, you know, we're crushed and full of doubts, but we never despair. But no matter how many trials we have that great consolation of our faith. And we know that we can unite our sufferings with our Lord's. Just as he tells us in today's gospel that it's not an option. We have to deny ourselves. We have to die to self if we wish to live. So let us pray to Saint Veronica today that we may embrace our crosses that God sends our way, and not reject them because they are our stairway to heaven.